Prayers that are spoken in faith have the ability to stop the enemy and allow the anointing of God to flow into your life. Join Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they teach us how to inquire of the Lord what to pray.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Brother Bill Winston's with us again today. So let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into the Word of God. Father, we thank you so much. Oh, you've been so good to us. You are so good to us. And we open our hearts, we open our minds for revelation from heaven concerning prayer and anything else that you have planned for us today. And we receive it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bill, bless you, sir.
Praise God.
I'm really excited about these broadcasts because of all the obvious reasons. But the body of Christ right now has finally come to a place. You've said this over and over again. You mentioned it to me again yesterday, that all this failure, all this government failure, all the failure that's going on in the earth is a body of Christ failure.
That's
and it's correct. Prayer failure.
That's exactly right.
And it's word failure.
That's exactly right.
Because He gave us dominion over this planet, gave us the whole thing. So prayer then, and the reason why just any old prayer won't do is because the system is guarded. It's protected.
That's good. That's good.
To keep the devil out of it.
Yes, indeed.
He didn't have any business in our prayer life. But you can open it up and let him in there, particularly if you don't know and understand and realize how God set it up. So this is important. This is a big thing. Right now, with all that's going on in the world, people that know how to pray, think about it, Bill. The last 50 years, God's been teaching us how heaven's economy works.
That's exactly right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We're not poor folks. And thank God, God has a way to take the poor man out of the dunghill and put him in the boardroom, brother.
Right in here.
Put him with his princes, hallelujah. So that's His will. Get you out of there and exalt you. Sit you right next to Jesus. Amen. Now, how could God turn a $15 trillion economy over to people that think you ain't even supposed to have a new car? You'd just be at the mercy of the devil, and he ain't got any mercy. Ah, but when people learn how to pray where finances are concerned, you learn how to pray where your business is concerned. You don't have to do business the way they do business. Do business the way he does business, and they'll come to you. Mm. So what I'm saying is the prayer is at the very root and foundation of the whole kingdom of God.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Because we're not employed by heaven.
We are
deployed. We're deployed. This is our field, and we don't die, we depart.
That's right.
Dying and have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But if the devil can threaten you with death, the scripture said all their lives held in bondage or held enslaved to the fear of death. If he can threaten you, what happens when he threatens somebody? He'll threaten to steal, threaten to kill, threaten to destroy. You yield to that, and then you begin to say what he said to you, and then he can do the work.
Can we read this opening again and then go back to 2 Kings one more time?
Yes, sir.
So this is Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven so on earth. Now give us day by day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Then he goes on down, and this is still talking about prayer.
Oh, yeah.
As he goes on down here, which of you shall have a friend, so forth and so on. Now, I would just want to, we'll talk about that again a little later, but verse 9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives. Now, from there, we went to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. And he says, now, this is, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, then he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desired of him. Then we saw in John's Gospel, chapter 11, we saw where Jesus here at the gravesite, raising up Lazarus from the dead, he said to the Father in verse 41, in John 11:41, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So he's got to do the same prayer that he's teaching us that we have to do, that once we come in this earth, we got to abide by some kingdom rules here.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
this,
yeah.
We've got to pray. And then he said, verse 42, and I know that you hear me always. That's what you said. He prayed the will and the word of God. He didn't speak his own words. He spoke the words of the Father.
He said that over and over again. He said, I judge as I hear.
Hear.
Mm-hmm. I can do nothing of myself.
Exactly.
As I hear, I judge. I don't make the decision until I hear.
That's
the only thing then I say. That's what he had to be praying.
Exactly.
And that's the reason he heard him always.
And people have got to pray that. See, I heard a story about a man that came in church, and he said, the deacons were standing around. He said, I need some prayer. And deacon said, okay. Here, deacon said, well, I'll let Deacon Jones pray for you. No, I want Deacon Kimbrough over there to pray for me. He said, well, why do you want Deacon Jones? Well, Deacon Kimbrough has some strong prayer. Well, Deacon Kimbrough just prayed loud. He wasn't strong. It's strong. He didn't have, the confidence comes from faith. You got to have faith in what you've said. Now, whether it's loud or whether it's soft, Jesus said, I only prayed that loud so that they could hear this thing. This is why I said it so loud. So I'm just saying, sometimes people think because people pray loud, then God hears them.
You don't pray loud unless you're told to.
That's true.
Part of it.
That's good. Uh-huh.
If the Spirit of truth told you, say this boldly, okay?
Yes.
Say this with a loud voice,
okay?
Say this softly, okay? It has the way he says, say it.
That's good. It's all holy.
It ain't the devil you need to impress. It's the Holy Ghost you need to impress by being obedient. Amen. Y'all, glory. Now, that'd come hot off a wire, Bill.
Now, let's go over to 2 Kings chapter 19, because this is a picture. Now, it starts at chapter 18, where King Hezekiah is really being harassed by the enemy here. And so the enemy is really gaining ground. He's taken the defense cities or the suburbs or the towns that were round about them. Now he's coming right at Judah. He's coming right in Jerusalem. He's coming after King Hezekiah. Now, in this, the king was trying to appease the enemy by giving him things, gold and so forth, paying tribute. But the enemy, it never stops. The devil's nature is to try to rob you of everything you've got. That's just his nature. So now what happens is he sends some of his staff to the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about that. You said one of the prophet's job is to give the people something to say. And that is powerful.
Yeah, amen.
That's so powerful.
Glory.
All right, now, so he goes to the prophet, and the prophet speaks and gives the people the word. Now, it starts to pick it up at verse 14. He says this, And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger as he read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Why? Because God said, put me in remembrance of what I've spoken. Say what I said. And as you go on down here and start at verse 20, he says, then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Then you go on to verse 35. And it came to pass that night, underline that night, that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Now, notice, it was that night. I'm talking about somebody might be fighting a battle, a court battle and something. Mm-hmm. If we can pray the right prayer, we can put a speedy end to some of these things that have been prolonged and the enemy's just been wearing us down or taking our money and so forth and so on. But I'm saying this right here.
There is a step
yeah.
in the Word mm. for this whole process.
Mm.
He inquired of the Lord. Yeah, but no, don't start that. Yeah, but there is a way to inquire of the Lord. There's a way to pray that.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's a way to hear that.
Yes, yes.
There are scriptures that lay that out for you. Yeah, but I don't know what they are. Okay, you just named your next assignment.
That's right. You need to
get in there and find out what they are. Inquire of the Lord on that level. Lord, I never did this before in my life. I just always prayed what Mom and them prayed, and I need your help in this. How to do this? Well, look at James chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Okay, so I go over there and look at it. Yeah, you fall into trouble, different temptation, trial. You need wisdom concerning it. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, but let him ask in faith.
Exactly right.
So what I'm saying here is, you don't start with the problem, you start with the Word.
Yes.
Because it's one step yeah. at a time, yeah. and it has yeah. all already been covered.
Mm.
Praise God.
That's a good
fella come to me one time, he said, oh, Brother Copeland, man, I'm in a test here. Well, at first, when he said that, I just turned inward to see how the Lord would answer that. And here's what come out. It's an open book test. Pass it. If you got a book, got all the answers in it, hunt up the answers and pass the test.
They were here before the problem ever got here.
Oh, yeah.
Every answer.
And ain't no new problem.
There's no new problems.
Ain't nothing new under the sun.
My
goodness. Sure enough, ain't nothing new the devil got, because ain't no truth in him.
That's exactly right. Now,
I just heard this from the Lord.
Okay.
You need to know this. The Scripture says you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Mm. He is totally, completely fear. The way God is love, God doesn't have love, he is love. Satan doesn't have fear, he is fear. He is so afraid of you. He's afraid of the Word of God in you. He is afraid of everything that comes around you. He's afraid of every human being on the face of the earth, because he knows every one of them have the potential to govern his affairs and command him and walk in power. Amen. So get a hold of this right now. Ain't no use you being afraid of him. Jesus has already reduced him to nothing. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. You need to read that and understand he's afraid of you. Now, he blows a lot of smoke, but Jesus, he's gone.
Goodness.
That name, he'll bow to that name, praise God.
He'll have to.
He has to. So what Brother Bill and I are talking about, this is not something special for special kind of people. No. This is for all people, those that accepted Jesus, yeah. But it's for Everybody. All you have to do is accept Jesus and it's yours. If you don't know how to do that, you can find that in there. Prayer's in here.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, let's just look at this now, because, again, here is Hezekiah in a bad situation, but he's a leader of his people. He's a king now. And the Bible talks about praying for kings. So let's look at that. That's 1 Timothy.
Yes, sir.
And chapter 2. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he says in verse 1, I exhort therefore, verse 1, that first of all, I like that, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, God's desire is that all men be saved. Now, what are kings? Well, we can look at kings as people who have some kind of a high position in government or whatever have you. But I look at it a little bit broader than that. It's a person that has a significant measure of rule that's in this earth. It may be a billionaire, it may be so forth.
Oh, yeah.
Because
authority.
Authority.
You're looking at authority.
Because when Jesus passed by in Luke chapter 19 and saw this man up the tree, he called him. He said, Zacchaeus, come down, for today I shall abide at your house, going to sup at your house. Now, the Bible says that he was a rich man. Now, if you go in and study that, the word comes from the Greek word plousios. We get our word plutocrat, somebody who has enough influence and money that they can influence the government, they can influence anything. This man was very rich. Now, he had gotten that way through this whole tax system, the Babylonian system. So he's up this tree. See, he thinks he's on top of the world. But Jesus calls him by name. Now, I'm saying this to say that he came down joyfully. And that's why it says, pray for everyone, because their hearts have to be open so that they'll hear when we call, when God calls, when he's calling them, they can come. But if people don't pray for them, how are they going to hear? Well, he's a rich man. He got all that money. Well, wait a minute. I'm supposed to pray for him, too. I'm supposed to pray for Bill Gates. Are you following what I'm
absolutely.
Saying now?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, this thing does work by love. And if we start trying to shape the rules to fit our own thinking or our own concepts, then we're going to miss the kingdom.
I heard of the guy say one time, in response to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can pray for the office, but I can't pray for that man.
Gotcha.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now, he judged the man.
That's exactly right.
And when you judge somebody, you have set a standard for yourself.
My goodness.
And you're going to be judged according to that standard. And people do this all the time, Bill.
No doubt about it.
They say, well, I'll tell you, if I was him, I wouldn't have done that. Well, if you'd been him, you'd have done it. But what you've done, you've set up a standard for yourself, and you raised the bar for them. You just raised it for yourself. And you can't do that and have a prayer life. You got to get that out of there, man. You can't be praying for or not praying for according to the way you have judged those people and what should be prayed. You don't know nothing about them people. You don't know anything about the president. Why? You don't know any of that. You know him? No. You know anybody that knows him? No. You don't know anything except what the news media said, and they know zero. Zero. They do not know that man.
That's the truth.
They don't know his heart. God does. They don't know what he's thinking. God does. They don't know what he needs. I had the Lord. I was praying this right here. And word of the Lord came to me. And I don't, I mean, it's public knowledge.
that I don't flow in line with progressive socialism. Anyway, but I'm praying for the man.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I'm praying for, and the Lord said, pray for Mr. Obama's healing today. Mm. Ain't nobody said nothing about him being sick. Mm. I don't know that sickness was what he needed healed from. Mm. Maybe he sprained his ankle. How do I know? Maybe he broke his toe in the middle of the night, stumped over something, and I don't know. That's
yes,
none
sir.
Of my business, mm. Bill. Mm. My business as a believer, not as a preacher, my business as a believer is to pray this first of all. And it says something about intercessions.
Yes, it does.
That's what I was doing, is interceding for
them. And see, I said, the problem with the world is the church.
Oh, but yeah.
We've got to learn how to pray. We've got to understand how we've got to hear him and pray his word and so forth and so on. And all of this, this is why you're getting this recurrency here in prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a foundation of everything working
yes,
for
sir.
Us.
And I don't care how long you've known this. You need recurrent training. You need to go back over it and go back over it.
Exactly. This man was giving away the kingdom. He was giving it away to an enemy. He was taking the gold off the doorknobs and so forth. And I'm telling you, I believe he came to himself, but in reality, we can pray for those folk because they're operating in fear. They're operating in deception. They don't understand what they're doing. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 82, and we got to get that next time.
Well, yeah.
Let's flip to that real quick. He says this. He says, glory to God. This time goes by, Brother Copeland. I'm not sure where we got to stop the clock. It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty and judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked, Selah? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Watch this. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Man, that's Ephesians chapter 2. They are walking in dark. They don't even know. He says in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is not just destruction, it is death.
That thing will destroy
him. And I'm saying, we've got to come up now and say, wait a second, let's pray the prayer of God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Ooh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over the world. Flood our consciences and our spirits with your light and train us and teach us to pray.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Bill and I'll be back.
Have you ever prayed and wondered if God heard you? How do you take hold of His promises and make them a reality in your life? The Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Bill Winston, The Power of Prayer and Praise, and Taking Ownership Volume 2 will help you break through and get results. Build a solid foundation of prayer in your life. Learn how faith makes prayer work. Find out why love is the key to receiving from God. Discover how to seek God for answers and pray effectively. Believe you receive as you declare God's word with authority. Reach new levels of faith and take the next step towards living in your God-given privileges. Assume your rightful place in God and realize your unlimited kingdom potential. Be kingdom-minded, take ownership, and bring heaven to earth. Get results in your prayer life that'll change your world. Order the Unlimited Potential Package today for only $34.99 and enjoy a savings of 28%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This package contains two teaching series by Bill Winston that will open your understanding of God's Word. Discover how praise will draw you into the very throne room of God. For an additional 10% off, order the Unlimited Potential Package online.
All of this begins the moment you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, let me explain something to you.
The scripture says righteousness has come upon all men. So it's laying there up all over the world. Righteousness is right there in the presence of every breathing, living human being on this earth. And the moment you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you activate it in your life. He that receives the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. It's just like a shaft of light. It is a shaft of light that comes right into your spirit being. Your old spirit man ceases to exist. And there is recreated inside this body. There is recreated a new man, new woman. Right then. That is right with God. And all of this comes into your life. It has nothing to do with your past life. Zero. Nothing to do with anything that happened 1 second ago. No, 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 no. It has everything to do with this verse right here. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you believe that? I believe with all my heart. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth prayer is made unto salvation. So, pray this out loud with Bill and me right now.
Praise God.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, sir.
I pray.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that. I believe these words. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord. Fill me, please, with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive him right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that with Brother Bill and me, you are right now born again. Now, I don't feel any of that. I'm not doing your feelings. It has nothing to do with God said it, and it comes to pass. I want to send you this salvation package free and postpaid that will get you started reading your Bible, and you don't have to be struggling with this book. Glory to God. This is Kenneth and Bill. We'll see you again tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org.